The Moose Jaw Warriors not only came away with a big win against the Winnipeg Ice on Wednesday night in Winnipeg, they also set a whole host of season milestones. With their 6-4 victory in Western Hockey League action, the Warriors picked up their 40th win, locked down fourth place in the Eastern Conference and landed their first victory at the Wayne Fleming Arena this season. The Warriors improved to 4-0-2-3-0-3 with the win, moving 7 points clear of the Lethbridge Hurricanes for fourth place in the conference. With the Hurricanes having only 3 games remaining, the Warriors will officially have home ice advantage when the playoffs begin next week. Wednesday's victory was an impressive 1-2, as it saw the Warriors rally from a 3-1 deficit with 4 straight goals against the top team in the WHL. Moose Jaw opened scoring 9:51 into the first period, and it was the product of some hard work on the forecheck. Jagger Furkis stole the puck from a Winnipeg defender behind the net and fired a pass into the slot to Josh Hoekstra, who'd use a bit of time and space to beat Mason Bupit with a shot low glove side. Matthew Savoy tied the game just over a minute later, picking up a turnover in the Warriors' zone and going around the net to try a wrap around, only to have the puck go off a defender in front and into the Moose Jaw net. Winnipeg then took the lead with 4:59 to play in the first period. Graham Sword got a shot off from the point that Jackson Unger was able to stop, but Evan Friesen out-jeweled his defender in front and put the rebound home to make it a 2-1 game. 3 minutes later, another bouncing puck went Winnipeg's way, this time finding Zach Ostapovic at the side of the net for the chip in after a Ben Zalotti point shot. A 3-on-1 break got the Warriors back within 1-3 minutes into the second period. Braden Yeager got off the initial shot and had the puck trickle to the side of the net, where Furkis would poke the puck back out front and Yeager would put it into the open net. Moose Jaw had a couple of odd man rushes in the ensuing few minutes, and Yeager would make one of them count with 9:01 gone, breaking in on a 3-on-2 and using an ice defender as a screen before putting a shot home. The Warriors received their first power play of the game moments later, and they'd strike again. Atlee Calvert was Johnny on the spot to gather up a rebound from a Ryder Korchak point shot, and he'd stuff the puck under Bupit to give Moose Jaw back the lead at 10:40. Their things remained until 8:28 remained in the third period when the Warriors would strike for a key insurance goal. Eric Aleri battled for the puck along the end boards and sent a spinning backhand pass into the slot, with Ryder Korchak getting off the one-timer for the 5-3 lead. Ostapchuk scored his second of the game 1:05 later, but that would be as close as Winnipeg would get, as Furkis put home an empty netter with 1 second remaining to finish things off. Unger finished his night with 34 saves, while the Warriors had 35 shots at the other end of the ice. The Warriors will look to close out the regular season this weekend when they travel to Prince Albert on Friday and host the Saskatoon Blades Saturday. Game time is 7 p.m. at the Moose Jaw Event Center.